Hachette Audio presents Falling Awake, How to Practice Mindfulness in Everyday Life. Written and read by Jon Kabat-Zinn. This audiobook includes a downloadable PDF with bonus material.
Forward. What on earth do we mean when we talk about cultivating mindfulness? There's no question that mindfulness is one of the hardest things in the world for us humans to tap into consistently, even though it's not a thing, and even though we can taste it and recognize that experience of tasting in an instant, in any instant. The invitation is always the same, to stop for a moment, just one moment, and drop into wakefulness. That's all. Stop and drop, meaning drop into your experience of experiencing, and for even the briefest of moments, simply holding it in awareness as it is, in no time, or to put it differently, in this timeless moment we call now, the only moment we actually ever have. Luckily, if we miss this moment because we're distracted by one thing or another, caught up in thinking or in our emotions, or with the busyness of what always seems to need getting done, there's always the next moment to begin again, to stop and drop into wakefulness in this moment of now. It seems so simple, and it is, but it's not so easy. In fact, looked at one way, a moment of mindfulness with no agenda whatsoever other than to be aware is just about the hardest thing in the world for us human beings to come to. And it is even harder for us to string two moments of mindfulness together. And yet, paradoxically, mindfulness doesn't involve doing anything at all. In fact, it's a non-doing, a radical non-doing. And right inside any moment of non-doing lies peace, insight, creativity, and new possibilities in the face of old habits of mind and old habits of living. Right in that moment or any moment of non-doing, you are already okay, already perfect in the sense of perfectly who and what you are. And therefore, right in that moment, you are already at home in a profound way, far beyond who you think you are and the ideas and opinions that may so shape and sometimes severely limit your view of the larger whole. Not to mention your own possibilities for experiencing that wholeness and benefiting from it. And most in
sample complete. Ready to continue?